Welcome to the audiobook version of the How To series, brought to you by Cape Peninsula University of Technology Libraries. You're listening to Module 3, How to Evaluate Sources by Using the CRAAP Test. Introduction. It is important to evaluate the information you find. It's not always easy to decide whether the information you have found is suitable and/or appropriate for your information need. You can check by doing the CRAAP test. CRAAP stands for C, currency, R, relevance, A, authority, A, accuracy, and P, purpose. Let's show you how. Currency. Currency refers to the date when an article, book, or any other source was published, or when a website was last updated. The currency or date of a publication is important, depending on your information need. Use the most recent sources or as required by your assignment. For example, in a field such as IT that changes very fast, information gets outdated quickly. For information on artworks, a painting or a book from the 18th century could be regarded as current. Currency. When was it written? Relevance. Relevance is often the first thing you think of when selecting a source. Namely, does this information relate to the topic you want to write about? Does this information answer your questions? Relevance also deals with whether the information is written at the right level and who the intended audience is. For example, is this article written for academics, university students, or the general public? Look at a variety of sources to see which are the most relevant for you. Relevance. Is this about my topic? Authority. Authority refers to who wrote and published the book, article, or website. A credible resource will include the credentials of the author, the institution, or department where they work, or their contact information. Look up an author to see if they have published other works, or to determine how well known they are in a particular field. It is important to note the publisher of a particular source, especially a journal. Journals have editorial teams which review articles before they are published. To find out more about accredited journals, refer to Module 2, Information Sources. Authority. Who wrote this? Who published it? Accuracy. Make sure the sources you are using are legitimate and provide accurate information. A few good questions to ask yourself when reviewing a source are: where does the information come from? Is the information factual and unbiased? Can the information be verified with other sources? A way to check accuracy is to look at who the article cited. To learn more about citations and referencing, see our Module 5, Referencing, in this course. Always remember that a good place to find academic sources would be at your library. Accuracy. Where does the information come from? Purpose. It is important to think about why this source was written and what the author wants to accomplish. It's a good idea to ask yourself if the source is for academic purposes, to sell something, or to entertain. Some authors or publishers might only present one side of an argument, meaning that they are biased and present information in a specific way. After applying these criteria, you would have tested whether your sources are valid and reliable. Purpose. Why was this written? This concludes Module 3, How to Evaluate Sources by Using the CRAAP Test. Thank you for choosing CPUT Libraries to assist you.